This is the son of PCJ.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome again to your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio. It's very nice to have you with us. This week's show nearly didn't happen at all. It didn't happen because, well, we had a power supply problem because of the poor weather that we have been receiving here in this part of Asia. Now, over the last, well, I would say 2 weeks now, we have had two typhoons. One of the typhoons went to southern Taiwan, went out towards the South China Sea, and then another super typhoon that was going towards Okinawa and Japan was so big and turning counterclockwise that the typhoon that originally crossed Taiwan, the smaller one, was just being pulled back. So we got hit twice. Now, in the area where we are, there wasn't much damage except for a lot of rain and very strong winds. Hence the reason for the dodgy power supply. Unfortunately, the building that we're in does have, or maybe fortunately, does have a generator system. But the generator system is for lighting and also for operating the lifts. Well, what about studios, you're saying? No luck there. But we were lucky enough that just when I was about to say, you know what, guys, let's give it up and let's run one of the backup programs, it came back. So I thought, let's go in, do this, and then hopefully we'll have enough time and we won't have to run a backup program. So this is the reason why we're here. Keith Perron here with you for the next 55 minutes. And coming up on today's show, music, as always, and also a special surprise from Bob Zanotti. You know Bob Zanotti? Of course you do. A special surprise that he's given us here at PCJ that we'll tell you about in a little while. But first, let's begin with some music by Larry Adler, who plays the harmonica. This is a recording made live at Ronnie Scott's in London in 1993. Our Love Is Here to Stay. Thank you. Larry Adler, with a beautiful number called Our Love Is Here to Stay. He is one of, well, a few of my favorite harmonica players. My favorite, of course, is Toots Thielemann. But another guy, and there's unfortunately not many recordings from him, except for recordings that he made at the BBC in the 1950s and 60s, and that is of Max Geldray. And Max Geldray was one of the musical performers, one of the weekly music performers on The Goon Show with Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, and Harry Secombe. I should find some of his stuff. I'd love to play it one day. Fantastic. You're listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio. And not too long ago, I was contacted by Bob Zanotti of Switzerland in Sound. Now, for those who don't know this, in case you are too young, but Bob Zanotti, for many years, was one of the two Bobs on the Swiss shortwave merry-go-round on Swiss Radio International. Now, many people think that, well, that's the only show that Bob did. No, Bob did many things. He hosted morning programs, he did news, he did feature reports, and he also did a fascinating little series called The Name Game. It was these short programs between 15 and 20 minutes, some run around 10, where they would visit a place, and you would sort of have to guess where that place was from listening to the clues on it. Well, Bob has just given us a collection of these programs, which haven't been heard in years. So what we've done is we've uploaded them at the PCJ website, and I thought it would be fun to bring these programs once in a while right here on Happy Station. So let's do that today after we take a listen to this first song from Caterina Valente singing in Italian, Dimelo in Settembre.
Senti nel tuo cuor, ti dirò in settembre quel che sento nel mio cuor. C'è nell'aria la musica dei baci dell'estate che lenta se ne va. C'è qualcosa che veramente piace in settembre, com'è bello sognare. Ai dimmi, 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 dimmelo in settembre quel che senti nel tuo cuor. Quando bocca a bocca ci ritroveremo ancora. Questo mese che porterà fortuna, questo mese della felicità. Né dicembre, né gennaio, né novembre, no, no, no. In settembre dimmi sempre t'amerò. C'è nell'aria la musica dei baci dell'estate che lenta se ne va. C'è qualcosa che veramente piace in settembre, com'è bello sognare. Dimmi, 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 dimmelo in settembre quel che senti nel tuo cuor. Quando bocca a bocca ci ritroveremo ancora. Questo mese che porterà fortuna, questo mese della felicità. Né dicembre, né gennaio, né novembre, no, 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 no. In settembre dimmi sempre t'amerò. Dimmi sempre.
Caterina Valente, Dimelo Settembre. All right, now time to bring you one of those programs of The Name Game. Where is Bob Zanotti going to be? Well, listen carefully because I'm not going to tell you.
And welcome to The Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. And that little bit of music that you heard at the opening of the program is a definite hint to the location we are at today. I'm standing on the Hauptgasse, which is the main street of our mystery town. And I'm accompanied here by Ruth Cormont-Boeuf, who is a representative of the local tourist office in our mystery town. Ruth, can you pinpoint our location roughly in terms of region for us?
We are in the eastern part of Switzerland, and it's very rural here, hilly, and the city we are in has 5,000 inhabitants. We have a lot of agriculture, handicrafts, and tourism, and only a little bit of industry.
But some of the industry here is very, very typical and very famous. I think of one product which bears the name of the town we're in, and it's the cheese of this entire region.
It's very spicy, very tasty, quite strong. There's a special dried meat, and there's also a special liquor. The name of the city is also in the name of the liquor.
Kind of herbal mixture, which is a bit sweet and rather good to take before meals or after meals as a digestive or as an aperitif.
It's good as an aperitif, but it's also good if you have problems with your stomach, because it helps.
If we look at the main street, we have beautiful examples of something which has made this town and this region of Switzerland, this half canton, which is another hint, because we're in a half canton that also bears the name of the city we're in, and that is painting the fronts of houses, the facades of houses, with all kinds of beautiful traditional decorations. And we're standing in front of the pharmacy here in the village, which started it all. What is the story?
Well, the houses here in the main street were all brown or gray until 1930. And then one artist decided to paint the facade, and it was the facade of the pharmacy. And he wanted to paint herbal flowers because it's a pharmacy. And that was the first facade. And then all the other people in the main street thought, wow, that looks nice. We want to do it also. And that's why all the houses here now are painted.
Something that does go back a lot further, though, is what's called farm painting. And there is a definite old tradition here of painting objects in the house, for example, furniture.
Yes, wardrobes are painted, and there are a lot of things that are painted with peasant art motifs. Scenery from a farm life, especially from farm lives, yes, because farmers are very important here.
Ruth, you're going to lead me now to the museum on our town so we can have a look at some of the folklore and some of the things that are recorded and on display in the museum. But first we're going to pay a visit to your boss. He's the director of tourism for our mystery town, Willy Reis. And we'd like to find out from him something about the things that people can do in our mystery town and the area.
Well, it's very, very important here. Tourism is little industry here. We have no national railway. We have no highways. We are a bit isolated. It's a green land. It's a farm country. So it's really beautiful and peaceful and just the right place to relax. And as you know, farmers tend to preserve culture, folk art, traditions, and all these things much more than anyone else. And this has been kept alive this way here.
The most important mountain peak, which is a famous one in the neighborhood, it's your local mountain, is the Santis. And there are mountains surrounding this entire area. There are also hills. It's a mixture of all of this topography. I imagine that this must give you a wide range of possible things to do here, summer and winter.
As a matter of fact, we have all the way from Lake Constance to Mount Santis, as you said, these rolling hills, and then you have the rocky part. In other words, from the place we are talking right now, it's on to the north, you have the hilly side, and to the south, you have the rocky part. So you have a lot of sports, hiking, of course, mountaineering, paragliding. These are the sports here. And then besides, of course, that people come here for cultural aspects, for folklore, the old things, the traditions, of course, the old crafts and arts, you know. And all these professions are still very much alive here.
Thank you very much. Ruth, here we are in the museum in our mystery town, and it's on several stories, and it's very difficult usually to pick out just one or two to look through. But we're starting here in an area which is very, very typical because it shows musical instruments that are synonymous with this particular part of Switzerland. And we have a bass violin, This looks like a cello here, is that right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Two violins?
Two violins and a dulcimer.
A dulcimer, which has a local name called a hakbrett. Mm-hmm. And this is a kind of zither instrument. And it's very, very typical of this area. Do we know how it got here?
Well, it's possible that it got here from Eastern Europe.
Because there is some speculation about the people who live here that they may have descended from gypsies or may have come somehow through Hungary, where the zither music is also known, Eastern Europe, as you mentioned, even beyond. Do you think there's anything in that? Has anything been proved so far?
It's possible that people from here came from Eastern Europe, especially if you look at the music. It's very similar to Hungarian music. Also, if you look at the instruments, and the music has very melancholic parts and very jolly parts.
Like the people are, right?
Like the people are, yes, yeah. Exactly.
We have to listen to some of this music featuring the hakbrett. Another part of the exhibition, another part of the museum. We're actually in the roof of the museum. And here is a woman, it's a model, of course, a mannequin, sitting down doing embroidery. And embroidery is indeed one of the special crafts of this area. I'd like to ask you something about the costumes, too. What makes them very special is the headdress. And it's typical also of this area. I believe in certain areas of southern Germany you see the same thing, and the Black Forest and other areas in southern Germany. Their headdress looks like sort of two fans, two lace fans, which are parallel to each other on either side of the head. And apparently here you can tell the difference between the married women and the single women. What is the difference?
The only difference is really the hat. And you have a garland of myrtle for the women that are not married. And you have a special golden cap and a red silk ribbon for the married women.
And this is what was called the Sunday costume, wasn't it? This was brought out on special occasions.
Mostly for church. So really, you don't find it outside church.
And this is a very strongly Roman Catholic area, we must mention.
Oh, yes. We have two half cantons, and our half canton is mostly Catholic, and the other half canton is mostly Protestant.
That's why they were broken up. You didn't always have an easy time getting along because of the religion.
Yes, but now it's getting better.
Okay, Ruth, thank you very much. Time to go out in the street again, because we're going to visit something else and see another one of the typical craftsmen at work. Well, if you can't identify that sound, it's a chisel and a wood hammer. There's a specialist here, a craftsman, who is whittling away at a large piece of oak. What he's producing here is a coat of arms. It looks like something that might be hung on a wall.
Yes, and he's also a specialist for all kinds of things. Well, you can order something and he'll manufacture it. He really does everything. He does dulcimers, he does crosses for the cemetery, whatever you want. But wood is very important here, and lots of people work with wood. Wood is warm, wood makes you comfortable, it's cozy, and people here like a warm atmosphere. Here, grandfather was doing wood carving, the father, and now he's doing it.
Ruth, another sound and another craft.
We are in the house where a coppersmith lives. Now he's 79 years old, and he's doing it for a hobby now.
He's putting the finishing touches on a coffee can.
They're good things for presents. So if you want to give something special made by hand, you can give such a thing made out of copper, and it's really special.
Ruth, we're not at a military shooting range here in our mystery town. This is a sewing machine, a very heavy one.
We are in the atelier of a belt maker, and he's doing belts, very special belts, very typical belts for this area, belts with ornamental cows and pigs and all things like that.
Now, we can trace back this very special item right here to this very place in our mystery town. And Hampi Fessler is carrying on a tradition of making these belts as well as other leather goods.
I stay now in the seventh generation of this profession here.
And that brings us almost to the end of this edition of The Name Game. But just to review a couple of the clues now, we are in northeastern Switzerland. We're in a town whose name is the same as the half canton it's in. We are not too far away from Lake of Constance, from Austria, and from nearby southern Germany. A famous cheese comes from here. Also a dog, which we didn't mention before. It's a breed of dog, which is a very popular breed of dog, bears the name of this place. And I think that that's all the clues that we want to give you now, because we really have had quite a few of them, and it's not that hard to figure out where we are. Ruth, thank you very much for taking us around the mystery town, and maybe it's time to go and have some of that cheese and maybe some of the local wines here.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
The Name Game, Part 1, from Bob Zanotti. Now, let me ask you, do you have an idea what that is? Well, if you do, you can receive a small thank you gift from us. Just send an email to hs@pcjmedia.com, that's hs@pcjmedia.com, and let us know what that place is, and those who have the correct answer will receive a small thank you gift. Once again, the address is hs@pcjmedia.com. You're listening to The Happy Station, and some of you, or I hope many of you, are familiar with the song I Saw Her Standing There that was made popular by the Beatles. Well, here's another version of the song performed by a group called The Burns. They were a very famous group in Japan in the late 1960s, and they did a version of the song I Saw Her Standing There, quite different. And what's interesting is none of the members, or the lead vocalist, could speak English, and they pronounced the lyrics phonetically. And I have to say, for a remake, I rather enjoy it.
Yeah. This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
Goodbye and so long. 別れるなんて寂しいわ。 だけどあなたのためだから。 きっといつかは帰ってね。 So long, babe. 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 泣かないでね, goodbye, so long. いつかどこかで歌うとき。 思い出してね私のこと涙なんか見せないで。 So long, babe. 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 So wrong, 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 babe.
Well, it's one of those moments I wish I could actually tell you who the singer was. Unfortunately, I don't know how this happened, but the leaflet of what was actually on that disc has disappeared. So, it was a song in Japanese. And I know the song. The song, of course, was So Long, Babe. That was also done by Nancy Sinatra, but of course that wasn't Nancy Sinatra singing. I'm trying to find it out. Before that, we heard The Burns, and an interesting cover, or an interesting arrangement, of I Saw Her Standing There, performed by a bunch of musicians who couldn't speak English but were pronouncing it phonetically. Yes, you're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio. You can always check us online at www.pcjmedia.com to listen to this program again, as well as all past editions. Last week, on Media Network Plus, I need to talk about this for a moment because this was rather a lot of fun. It was probably, if I think about it, going back to 2010, when we started doing Media Network, the most fun of any show that we did. It was definitely the most fun. Imagine, you know, for example, and if you didn't hear the show, go to our website, click on Media Network Plus, and listen to the show for August 25th. Now, you'll see two shows there, one 55-minute version and one 35-minute version. It doesn't matter. Both will be fine. But essentially, imagine, you know, for example, if, I'll give an example, a few examples. So depending on where you are, you will have a good idea, all right, of what I'm talking about. Now, let's take listeners in the United States. Now, imagine those of you who are old enough said, oh, by the way, the Dumont Television Network is going to be coming back. Okay. Let's say it was in the UK, in Britain, and somebody said, oh, by the way, Bird Television is coming back. And also Radio Caroline. Yeah, Radio Caroline is coming back in a vengeance. And if you're in Sri Lanka, and somebody said, oh, by the way, Radio Ceylon is going to be coming back. Well, I suppose many of you would raise your eyebrows and think, what? Well, this was one of those cases. A few weeks ago, one of our listeners posted on our Facebook page that Radio Berlin International was going to be coming back. Now, I don't want to give too much away, but I decided to investigate this story with the help of a number of people, and it just got weirder and weirder to the point that we caught them on something, and then they banned me from their Facebook page, and all of a sudden banned a lot of other people, and then just sort of vanished. Even a blog that they had, they shut down. A YouTube channel they had, they shut down. The guy who I interviewed for the program is no longer reachable. The address that they were giving out to send mail, well, I had somebody go by the address in Berlin. It is really a residence behind a bus shelter. That should say it all. Knocking on the door of the woman, she was less than impressed to have somebody come up to her and say, oh, is this Radio Berlin International? And then showing a colleague of mine mail that was sent to her. Anyway, it was just one of those things that just got stranger and stranger and stranger. I can't do justice and just describe it here. Go and check out last week's Media Network Plus and you'll see what I mean. Speaking of Media Network Plus, this week, on this week's show, my special guest is going to be Andy Sennett. Now, not too long ago, I spoke to Andy. We spoke for over an hour. Now, I'm not going to be bringing you the whole interview at one time. We're going to be bringing parts here, parts there, over the next little while, because we talk about so many different things. So tune into this week's Media Network Plus on the World Radio Network, as well as through our variety of partner stations to hear part one of our interview with Andy Sennett. All right, now time for more music because I've been babbling way too much. We're going to take a listen to another singer from Japan, well, this time singing in English. She had quite a big career in the United States in the 1950s and 60s. In fact, she even performed at John F. Kennedy's inauguration when he was inaugurated as president. Her name is Miyoshi Umeki. And this is from, well, actually one of her early albums released on the Mercury label. What year was this? I can't find the year. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a nice song called They Can't Take That Away From Me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. Away from me, we may never meet again on a bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Still three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No,
Maisho Umeki with They Can't Take That Away From Me. Fantastic, fantastic version. Hopefully you weren't listening to that on headphones. It would have made you seasick. It was recorded in true stereo. You know, the other day, I suppose that many of you are familiar with the group Peter and Gordon. That had, what's the song? World Without Love. Another one called Woman. Both songs were written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And a friend of mine had a tape of them. Now, not a cassette tape or anything, but it was an open reel tape. Now, there was a time when if you wanted to buy pre-recorded music on tape, it was in open reel format. And he had one of Peter and Gordon. I said, well, bring it over and I'll transfer it for you. And he, sure enough, it did. And it was the strangest thing to listen to it. Because the vocals were completely on the right channel. The music was completely on the left channel. Now, usually when they did these kind of stereo mixes, sometimes there'd be a little sound from either the right or the left that would cross over to the other side. That wasn't the case in this. When we panned all the way to the right, all you heard were the vocals. Not one sound of the music. The tape was in such good condition that you can even hear the singers, Peter and Gordon, when they would open their mouth, you'd hear like a type noise. That's how clear it was. And I said, God, this, I said, you know, if I transfer this for you, it's going to sound really odd on your iPod. It's probably going to drive you crazy. So when I was transferring it, I remixed it to make it sound less unusual. And I think we succeeded. Anyway, actually, I think we'll have a little that bit of Peter and Gordon before we leave the show. We'll dig it up. Okay, we'll dig it up. But first, here is, well, a very talented composer, musician, Michel Legrand, performing with Dusty Springfield and a song called Sea and Sky.
The sea goes on forever. The sky goes on forever. It's all a vast, unmeasured shore. If you just think about it, the waves are always sighing. The seabird's always crying. Where time means nothing anymore. If I could, I would take up the sea, join hands with the sky, I'd melt with the shore. They're part of all I adore, and all the love we will share one moment more.
Sea and Sky, Michel Legrand with Dusty Springfield. Before we took a listen to that, I was telling you about that recording of Peter and Gordon that I transferred for a friend of mine from the original pre-recorded open reel tape that he bought way back in 1968, new. He hadn't played it in over 20 years, and he asked me, you know, is it possible to transfer? I said, sure, bring it over. He brought it over, and we transferred it. And surprisingly, it was in excellent condition. The only thing, like I mentioned earlier, is that the right channel only had the vocals, the left channel only had the music. So if you listen to it today on headphones on your iPod, it would just be annoying. So we sort of had to remix it. And quite often, actually, what's surprising is sometimes these pre-recorded tapes had a lot of hiss on them. This one doesn't. It was recorded at 7.5 inches per second. And all we did was remix the left channel and the right channel, so it's more balanced, and did a little bit of processing, and I honestly have to say, it doesn't sound too bad. It doesn't sound too bad. So here it is, from that old open reel tape, A World Without Love, Peter and Gordon.
Please lock me away. Don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out a tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll lose. So baby, until then, lock me away. Don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
A World Without Love, Peter and Gordon, taken from an original 1960s pre-recorded open reel tape. Doesn't sound too bad. I should also play how it actually sounds. You would be shocked, but I'm not going to do that. You'll just have to take my word for it. Whatever they were thinking at the time, I have no idea. And he also brought along, at the same time, an LP. And when I was listening to it, it's a soundtrack to a fantastic British film called Quadrophonia with music by The Who. And I was listening to it and I said, there's something missing. And I couldn't place exactly what it was, but there was something missing from the music. And then realized it was a quadraphonic recording. Now, there, that talk about going back. I don't know how many of you remember those, but it was a quadra. They, at one time they used to release, they didn't release that many, but they had released some quadraphonic LPs, four-channel albums. And you can play them back on a standard two-speaker system, but there's something that actually, you certain sounds that you don't hear. So I've been trying to transfer it, and I'm having a terrible time because the amplifiers and the mixes that we have are not capable of doing it. But luckily, we found a guy who has an old quadraphonic amplifier. So we're going to feed it through that and then do a digital transfer. And we'll use it on the show because if you haven't seen the movie, now, I have to admit, it is not everybody's cup of tea. A lot of people may not like the film. Personally, myself, I did. It's quite fascinating. What was the other film that The Who did? Can't remember. And I know I'm going to kick myself later because it's going to come back to me. Some great songs from it. Oh, really? It's not always the case. I'll remember after we finish doing the show. Oh, well. So be it, as they say. All right. Time now for more music. We're going to have, well, a little bit of Marty Robbins. But this is Marty Robbins with Ray Conniff. He did a series of sessions with Ray Conniff way back in the 1950s. The Story of My Life.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smiled at me. I want the world to know the story of my life. The moment when your lips met mine, and that first exciting time I held you close to me. The sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart, then later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end with you. Sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart, then later before my story's through, I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end, can start and end, can start and end with you.
Marty Robbins with Ray Conniff, producer Mitch Miller. Now, that was another example of a true stereo recording. And, you know, I don't know about you. I mean, maybe I'm a little bit strange like this, but I always enjoy reading about the technical aspects of some music that's being recorded. Now, what's funny about this, is from a compilation of 8 CDs. From Bear Family Records in Germany, and they include a great book that has all kinds of technical information about each of the recordings. And what is fascinating about the ones from this period, from the late 1950s to 1960, the sessions that he made with Ray Conniff and Mitch Miller, is initially all of these were only released in mono. They were released as 45 RPMs and 78s. They were never released, even on vinyl, when they came out on LPs, 33 RPM discs. They were also only released in mono. And it's only been since the 1970s that they were released in their true stereo format. And the story goes, it's rather long, but I've condensed it down. Mitch Miller didn't see Didn't want to spend too much money in releasing the stereo versions of it because it was too expensive at the time. So he said, we'll release them in mono, and then maybe sometime down the road in a few years, we can release them in stereo. And that's how it tuned out. But it didn't happen until the 1970s when the original tapes were discovered. And the engineers said, wait a second, these are actually in stereo. Because all the previous masters, the other masters that they had, were the mono mixdowns. And it's interesting. I'm reading, you know, some of the other musicians that played on this. I mean, it's a who's who. One of them is a name that you'll probably know, Ed Shanahasi. Who's he? He was the drummer in the Tonight Show band when Johnny Carson did the show. It also features Al Kaol on guitar and Jimmy Carroll on bass and Dick Heyman on piano. Interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's Ray Conniff arranging and conducting. It was quite fascinating stuff. Anyway, we are now out of time. If you wish to get in touch with us again, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. Good luck, by the way, with the little contest that we just announced during today's show of where that place is that Bob Zanotti was talking about. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.